Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we are coming to a close of the conference, and before we have the closing speech, I request all of you brothers to come and occupy the seats that are empty here. If you can get up and move on to your left-hand side, we can all converge in the center of the conference, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And if I can ask the ulama to come forward, please. Sheikh Habhab, please come forward. Come in the front row, Sheikh Habhab. Please. Let the ulama come forward, please. Jazakumullah khair. Without further ado, I request Maulana Shamshad Haider to come and address the gathering with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum once again. Just address our imam and the few words of Dua Nutba, where it's in the end, it says, أين بقية الله التي لا تخلو من العترة الهادية أين المعد لقطع دابر الظلمة أين المنتظر لإقامة الأمن والأمت والعوج أين المرتجى لإزالة الجور والعدوان أين المتخر لتجديد الفرائض والسنن أين المتخير لإعادة الملة والشريعة أين المؤمل لإحياء الكتاب وحدوده أين محيي معالم الدين وأهله أين قاصم شوكة المعتدين أين هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق أين مبيد أهل الفسوق والعصيان والطغيان. Our salam to our Imam, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all that he brought us together once again this year for this annual conference of Muslim Congress, an organization that is holding the flag from the Haram of Abbas al-Amdar, Haram of Sayyid al-Shuhada, and Haram of Imam Raza and Hazrat Masuma, Salawatullah alayhim ajma'in, Salawat. This is an organization that is growing and maturing, and it speaks to the mature minds of our community and outside. Our ulama who have tirelessly worked together, but particularly the help that members of our community who are so motivated and informed by the tenets and teachings of the Holy Prophet and his family. The principal stand of this organization and our audience, you all basically, it helps us clear the path that we are looking for a society based on principles, not based on greed and based on one's interests. Politics in our time, in this country, in the United States, is about greed. As you see the debate about campaign financing and all that. In the midst of all these, we see politicians who have tried to take a more idealistic and principled stand. We have a lot of names, Bernie Sanders and others who have tried recently. We may disagree with certain things, but we see some idealists in this society who are tired of the greed, tired of the way things are being done in this society. And we have a lot to offer, and we can build bridges. We want to be relevant in this society. We want our youngsters to see that Muslim Congress as an organization wants to be relevant, integrated, and also uphold our principles, which in many ways are shared by certain other people in the society. But ours is a value system that has come down through revelation, that has been, that manifests, has manifested in the lives of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that has been practiced in those 4.5 or so years of the hukumat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, اللهم صل على Very briefly, I'm just so the zuhur of Imam that we are praying for will be a fresh start where Imam will achieve that first phase of the mission of Awliya, which is the establishment of justice. And that will be followed through by our Aimmah one after another to eradicate all signs of hypocrisy and nifaq from the face of this earth. So Dawlat-e-Alawi is the role model for all Ahlul Bayt, all the Masumin. The Hukumat-e-Alawi, those 4.5 years of the Hukumat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, will always remain as the model government, the just government for all the Ahlul Bayt, right, till the end of times. And after our Imam comes, the Hukumat of Alawi will be established on the face of the earth the same way as Imam alayhi salam in those 4.5 years tried to establish and was doing it. Those principles of Amir al-Mu'mineen that he applied in his lifetime, that made him a shaheed in the mosque of Kufa, right? That is the prime example we are following. And if we can bridge and we can bring together, you know, make a common ground with all those other people in this society who are trying to bring principles into politics, we can do our part in bringing some fairness and justice in this society as well. Please recite a salawat. We are here because we long our Imam. We are the people who try to read that dua in Nutba. We are the ones who follow Imam Sadiq, who used to sometimes sit and cry on the ground, shed his tears for the masaib of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that in this ghurbat and ghaibat, what he is suffering and what he is going through. Because of khizlan, because of all the betrayal of friends, and because of the deceit and animosity and hostility of enemies. And it is these efforts that you all are making, it is these efforts, right, that gives hope to our Imam, that spreads that hope around in this culture and this society, that the oppressed must stand on their feet, must continue their efforts until the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our Imam so that we can see him and follow his flag, inshallah. I would like to thank each one of you who have come all this way, from different places, and I hope you have learned something and you have contributed a lot. Obviously, this event and all the efforts of Muslim Congress are possible and have been possible because of the help that we have received from each one of you. I would especially want to thank all the speakers. I would like you to say a salawat for all our speakers. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us grow this effort and more people join this caravan and the message spreads, that this pure Islam becomes more and more visible in this culture, and we together are responsible to find ways to make that happen. Jazakumullah khairal jaza, loud salawat.